And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. Matthew 10:21. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. Matthew 10:21. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents. Inside and outside of our doors, the ongoing display of family violence and destruction has become an all-encompassing reality, in which no solution is forthcoming and no end in sight. Preachers, philosophers, and great thinkers of our day are unsuccessful in offering a viable answer. In verse, it states that no viable solution will be effective. For this reason, I invite you to listen 60 minutes to bbsradio.com to Reverend Blake Carrington Johnson, experts in the field, pastors, ministers, and guests, who will pose sensible strategies and workable ideas to a problem that has plagued humanity since the dawn of time. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. Matthew 10:21. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace but a sword. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Matthew 10:34-36.
Thank you all for tuning in to the lovely one and only Ending Family Destruction. I'm here right now live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah. You know, Las Vegas is pretty interesting because it's one of those places where you can come make your family better or you can come destroy your family. That's what's going to be one of our main topics today, but we'll take call-ins on any of the subjects that's listed on RevBlake.com, Reverend Johnson. So that's fine. It doesn't matter. But this is interesting. People come to Las Vegas, and they come here to improve their situation. But when I was living here, I found out that most people needed help because they just desecrated their whole lives. So this is a good place to really learn about destruction because you get caught up into the world and what the world do. It's not very hard to find yourself slipping. So today, you got any problems, issues, give me a call. You got my number. It's listed. And I'm accepting callers at this time. The call line is not open. And if it's not, anyone doesn't call, I'm just going to keep on talking. Talking to all these wonderful people out here today in Vegas. And I just noticed some of them seem really happy, you know. Happy to be away, happy to get some free time on their hands, and it's beautiful. I'm here at the Caesar Palace myself, and boy, I never stayed here when I was living here, but now I know what I've been missing. It's really nice. I used to come here for the boxing and see people come and spend lots of money, but it's not right. You can lose everything. But anyway, while we are waiting for the first caller to call today, we're just on the topics of what really makes a family a good family? Because we often talk about families in the sense of it's a unit and it's something that people, we all value. Well, most of us. I can't say everyone because anytime you stereotype a whole group of people, then you're making an assumption that you don't know. But I'm sure of this, that most of us have that issue. So, we need to work on things. We need to learn, first of all, one of the problems I've had, even in my family, is communication. And I'm a corporate too. Sometimes I need to talk to myself. And most of the time this happens because we fail to send the message or we fail to listen. Either way, we're asking for problems. In Las Vegas, Nevada. How y'all doing? Some of these people look very, very happy because it looks like they're having a good communication between them. I'm seeing some back and forth dialogue in which one person is listening and the other is receiving. The problem with communication is that most people have a tendency to just want to talk. And they want to put their point of view out. So tell me what you feel about that, callers. Give me a call at an 800 number or either that or a regular number. And I'll be glad to talk to you more about that and a little more of that as to why this is an issue. Or if you have relationship issues. I see a couple of couples here. They look really happy and they have a kid. How y'all doing? But, you know, sometimes they don't feel like talking, but that's okay. Hopefully people can learn to be happy within themselves as well, because it's pretty hard to make someone else happy if you're not happy yourself. One of the things that we talk about in relationships is that no one can make you happy or sad. The only thing that they can really do is add an ER. So if you're sad, they're going to make you sadder. If you're happy, they're going to make you happier. Those are some of the concepts in which I'm talking about that really helps you to understand that you're responsible for your own happiness. I think I'm going to say it again, because if you don't do everything possible in your life to be happy, then it's nothing else I could do for you. Even as a therapist, we can only give you some advice. And most of our advice is going to center around making changes so that you can be viewed differently. That's a real critical issue, is how you're being viewed. So, and then on top of that, that's one of the issues as far as how you're being accepted. No matter what type of relationships you have, because, you know, we have all types of relationships nowadays. We have relationships with same sex, opposite sex, all types of stuff going on. I teach psychology at Seattle Central Community College, and people seem free to try everything. And one of the things I tell them is, because, number one, I'm not judgmental. It's not my place to tell you what type of choices you should make. But what I can tell you is some options in your relationship, in your communication. And most of the problems that I see happening with some of the clients, well, some of the students, I'm calling them clients because sometimes I feel like that because they have some issues, is that you have to be comfortable with who you are. If you make a decision and you decide that you want to live a lifestyle that's different or not the status quo, the norm for your sex, then be ready to accept the criticism. I think communication breaks down when we don't understand how people are going to criticize. And then we have a tendency to get upset at the person for feeling the way they do. And I'll tell you, you can't beat the world. The world's going to have their opinion. But the problem comes if you don't understand what's happening, how you're being viewed. So that's really one of the first communication errors that I really want to talk about, is that people just don't really get it. In psychology, I use a theory, actually it's from substance abuse, it's called the empty chair theory, but I kind of revised it a little bit to work for the type of clients I deal with, because sometimes people don't want to get to that imaginatory. So what I ask that they do is take a picture of themselves. One of the pictures that they feel is really good that kind of express themselves, or maybe they can put one or two, I don't know, whichever makes them feel comfortable. And then step outside and look at that picture and write down all the positive and negative things that you see in that person. You got to step outside your character and yourself to do this, so it's going to require that you stretch your mind. And if you're being, if you don't stretch your mind, you're not going to get the true understanding as to who you really are. Because that's half of most of our problems. If we don't know who we are, we can't imagine what we need to do to change it. And when other folks start criticizing us, we're basically going to say, hey, I don't know why you're criticizing me. We just have to be accepting on that. And so that's one of the things. I'm glad that they moved into this hour. because it's a good hour for Sunday. A lot of us go to church on Sunday, and we hang around family on Sunday. We have family dinners, traditions, and we do all kind of things. And so Sunday is a good day of resting and spending some time with the people you love, you know. That's one of the best things that a family could do. I think we don't do that too much these days because we're caught up in this fast-paced society that we live in, and we're always trying to do something to get ahead or to survive, and then we basically lose track of the most important thing. Money is important because you need it to survive, but it don't need to rule you, you know? Anything that rules you becomes a communication problem issue because you're going to go outside of yourself to achieve that. And so I don't want to serve any other master for me, being a man of God, than God, you know? I don't want to have to depend on anyone but God to help me to get things right when things are not going well. Because I'll tell you, things ain't always going well because you have a position, because you have a job. I heard a lot of rich folks with families are not doing well these days. They have money. They have all the material things, but somehow they still have problems. I don't know where they come from, but whew. So call in and tell me about some of yours. The call line is open. We have 800 number. We have a local number. Give us a call if you want to ask any questions on some family issues today, because that's the route we're taking today. We got about 40 minutes of open line time. So if not, I will continue on with my lecture until someone calls in, because that's what I do. I lecture, and I enjoy it, actually. It's really interesting, you know. But carrying on, another issue is that people don't let their problems and needs be known in a way that's respectable. And a lot of relationships in which I have dealt with on a professional level have issues of people not being honest about their needs. If you're not honest about your needs, I don't know, you think people are mind readers and they should know you. But the problem is with that is no one truly knows anyone 100%. Yeah, you should know a person a little bit, but if you don't tell a person what it is that you enjoy in life or what it is you like to do, you don't sit down and communicate, you're going to continue to have problems, you know? And otherwise, what's really going to happen on the other end is that you're going to think everything has been going really, really well. We have a caller last week that called in and said that, you know, he thought things were going pretty well and it was no problem. And I expressed to him that there must have been some kind of problem. Your perception on that situation was possibly off-center. It appeared that you were doing all the necessary things maybe for a particular person to be happy, but for that particular person, they didn't express any happiness. And so, and we do all the things we do as a man. It's really difficult sometimes. You go pay the bills, you think you're doing good in the bed, but you never truly know what's happening. And based on that, sometimes you get caught up with, you know, I don't understand what's going on. You know, I do everything. Communication error. I love to talk about communication errors for that one purpose, is that right there could be the reason why the relationship ended. You know, your needs were not met and neither were their needs. Another thing that we should really take a good look up is if you got kids and parents. Parents have a lot of problems. Sometimes you don't have any problems until you have kids. I have some children, and I'm sure that being a parent has caused some frustration for me, and maybe I haven't taken them out on them directly. Maybe I've taken it out on my mate, or maybe she's taking it out on me. But that tends to happen when you have kids. If you don't communicate as to being on the same page on how you're going to discipline them, they'll play you. Young folks are smart. They know well how to play us and to get their needs met. Oh, yeah. And, you know, we trust them because We love them, but just because we love them don't mean that they're communicating honestly. And that's a hard thing to accept sometimes when until people tell you something's wrong with your kid. You get upset and you be like, what are you talking about? My kid is great. My kid is this. No, well, let me tell you about how your kid really is when they're not around you. That's half of the issue is when they might be good for the most part, but when they're around you, they'll play a game. And then when they're around other folks, their true self will come out. And I know that's the case most of the time. So, once again, the lines are now open. Anyone has any questions about communication, relationships, as I walk down Las Vegas Boulevard and just observe how couples are interacting and just really take a good look at what they see, what I can see in the terms of, are they really happy or are they just playing a game? Are they pretending to be happy? You know, are they happy in their relationship? I think I probably should ask a few people. But, some of them, I may not know their language, so I better be careful and not ask the wrong person. You know? But it's all kind of people down here today. This is a wonderful, wonderful place for families to come down here, spend some money, spend some time, and be on the right page with one another. So if you do that, make sure you plan. Make sure you save your money. And don't get caught up in this the nonsense around here. A guy just passed me some, looks like some women's phone numbers with their pictures on there. Now, see, stuff like that can destroy families. Because if I was enticed by this, then I will call this number, 702. Well, I ain't know the number, but it's wrong. It's wrong for them to do this kind of stuff because it puts people at risk. I feel like when they do this, it's really messing up families. You know, I know you guys got to make a living, but I'm just wondering, why is it that, do you feel like you're destroying families when you do this? What's going on? You just want to pass them out? You just want to give me one, huh? Yes? No English?
No.
Oh, yeah, they say that until you owe money, then they know. So he gave me a couple more. This is, this could be very devastating. If I was weak-minded. And many times when stuff like this happens, it seems to me like Satan just times it really well. You know, he passed you this after maybe you just had an argument with your girlfriend or something. And I see people putting them away in their wallet, so they must be interested in them. You know? You're doing a good job, man. They pay you a lot for passing those out. No English?
No.
What do you see? Espanol? Come on down?
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, good, good. All right. I just want you to know what you're doing is really destroying families. It is. I know you don't speak English, but I just want you to know that what you are doing is interfering with people's ability to have a good relationship. If they have to pay for this, what good is that?
No comprendo.
No comprendo?
No.
Oh, okay. I understand you don't understand, you know. But I just want you to know, destruction, you know, that's what you're doing. You're destroying families. See? Yeah. So that's okay. Hey, make your money. Las Vegas is interesting like that, y'all. You know, just, I tell you, these are the kind of things that put people at risk, you know. No matter what kind of couple you are, it's a risk factor when you're doing those kind of things. You know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to go ahead and interview some couples because don't look like I'm going to get any good interviews, you know? How y'all doing over there? Right, y'all look like a lovely family. Can I get a moment of your time just to discuss how your family is? I'm just going to walk with y'all. That's okay. Y'all look like a lovely, lovely family.
You're on the phone.
This radio. I'll get you guys on radio because I'm really, really happy. Yeah, it's live radio. And I'm just really, really happy because when I see you walking down the street, in my opinion, this is what families need to be doing, especially on Sunday, you know?
Yeah.
And this guy here, see, he's trying to pass those things on and destroy families. That's no good. I told him he should go.
He should go.
Yeah, he need to go. You know, but you guys, what's your name?
My name is Solomon.
Solomon?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Blake. How you doing?
Sevlin?
Hey, nice to meet you. Hey. Lovely family. This is what I'm talking about. When you do stuff like this, your family can stay together. You can be ready to fight these people out in the world that don't care about nothing, but they don't like happiness. I like happiness. This makes me happy. I had to stop and tell y'all. I just want to know, y'all on radio, but y'all hooked me up because I feel good today now. And I just want to thank you. Y'all Ethiopian?
So where'd you get that ring?
Oh, my wife. She's Ethiopian.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right. Nesca. Meet me. Yeah.
Right.
So, hey, thank you guys. And y'all have a lovely day and continue to be happy. All right. And don't pass that to them now. Once again, y'all, we have some callers. We have some, the call line is open on family destruction. Any issues, any problems, relationship problems, call on in. I don't have a big call base, it looks like, at this moment, but nonetheless, it's open. But it doesn't matter for me because I'm just here to help. I'm here to help anybody who got issues and need to be reached out to, you know. Don't have to have a computer, so tell your friends if they need some help, I'm giving free help, you know. It's weird. At my office, normally they like, well, you charge too much. Well, how about free, okay? I'm going to start telling them to call in so that they can get their free counseling, but then if I tell them that, probably won't come to my office no more. But at least somebody will be getting help. To me, that's ultimately everybody's responsibility to be to help families and help people improve their relationships, improve their status. Because when you do that, everybody grows. Everybody benefits from it. That's what I'm saying. In the long run, that's just the way to go. You know? Another lovely couple. How y'all doing today? Y'all look lovely. Yes. All right. Once again, let me continue on with my lecture for today. Indie Family Destruction, as always, is always the main focus. And relationships and communication is just wonderful, you know. How y'all doing today? You guys look very happy. I like that. I'm just excited because people think that Vegas is such a bad place that it doesn't offer anything good for people. That's not true. I'm seeing some people hugged up, look like they're really happy. This just makes me excited because I want to prove that the myth of Las Vegas is not all that it say. Even in a bad place, you can still have hope because it depends on you. That's really what it boils down to. It totally depends on your perception and what you want to get and how to get your needs met in a way that's viable so that you can be functional and just not always caught up in these different types of relationships and unhappiness. We need those kind of things. We need to have positive attitude. We're going to have a good society. This whole purpose of this show is to promote a better society. I can't do it by myself. And sometimes I understand that the first step is just making that call. Calling in and getting the help you need is generally the first step. Right now, it looks like the people I'm seeing are too happy. You know? I don't even see the need. Looks to me like everybody's really feeling good about themselves today. You know? I don't know what to say. But, you want to take a picture with me?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, see, this is what family's all about.
That's
she
right.
is taking a picture with me. She feels really good. What's your name?
Carolyn.
All right. Well, thank you.
First, I have to touch them.
Oh, see, look, they even touching on me.
Oh.
See, no, yeah, see, I got to watch that, y'all. I don't have to tell you, I'm married. And, I have to make sure I do the right thing. Because if I do the wrong thing, I won't be happy. But it was a good offer, you know. Have a lovely day. See, that's how the devil is. See, the devil will give you opportunities and say, well, you know, your girl will never know. Look, it's not important if she does or not. No, what's important is that my value system will be jeopardized because the first time you do it, It's just like drugs. It's just like crack. You take the first one, and then you're going to want some more. You're never going to be satisfied trying to go around and pleasing this and pleasing that and living a lie. Then the perception of yourself is going to be altered. No matter what you think, you are a liar. You know, lying is not good for nobody. It destroys the inner self. And the more you destroy inner yourself, the more problems you have. You know, that's problematic by itself. I see some lovely people. Look at them. They just love to take pictures. But once again, getting back on the topic of family, it's just it's a very important thing for you men to be very careful. Women too, but men especially, because sometimes men are easily influenced from the physical. Because I could have had the opportunity with that, but I was not trying to be, you know, even if I was a single man, I wouldn't have done it because, number one, we need to get to know people first. That's the problem with the stages of relationship, which I spoke at my previous show. How are you going to get to know someone and then you make love to them? You're not going to get to know them because now all you're thinking about was that experience. That experience might have been great, but what else? What about that person's characters? What kind of value system do they have? You know, do they go out and sleep around? Do they, are you at risk for an infection or a disease? You know, if you're in a relationship, do you want your feelings crushed? Because if they do it to you, they'll definitely do it to other folks. If they did it to other folks, they'll definitely do it to you. So I don't understand this sometimes, why people go out and they step out on the one they love. I think mostly it has a lot to do with immaturity and taking folks for granted. Because when you're immature and you take things for granted, you're liable to make mistakes like that. And lovely mistakes. It's not a lovely mistake at all when you do that. And you destroy a lovely family. A lovely, lovely family. How y'all doing today? Y'all look lovely together. I love that. See, anytime I see family, I'm really impressed because families are the key. I see a nice Indian family here taking pictures and they got a beautiful son. They just look good together. See, that excites me. I'm feeling like, woo, whoopee. Yeah. You know, there's hope. There's hope in Vegas. There's hope in here. How y'all doing? Y'all look like a lovely couple. Right on. Now, sometimes I'm sure people might be thinking, because I'm talking to them, they have lost my mind. But I'm on a mission here. I'm on a mission here to find some people who really love one another. They ain't got to tell me. I'm going to look it for myself. Because, you know, they say if you have a good relationship, other folks to be able to tell that y'all is good, that you know, there's some love, there's something happening there that's unique. Same thing with a bad relationship. You're going to see some signs, some signals, all kind of things. There's going to be all kind of indications that there's a problem. That's the problem, you know? You know is my favorite word, because when I say you know, because I don't really think you know, but if you, just in case you do know, I just want to concur that this is what I'm thinking. So, another young couple walking by, they've done some Versace and some wonderful shopping. Yes, this is all wonderful. Anyway, the lines is open once again, but it's not. I never had a problem talking and communicating, but the thing is, as I do in my sessions, if you say nothing, generally I say nothing, but this is radio, so I got to say something. A lot of times people go and they try to tell people their needs and they talk too much or they never listen, one or the other. I think you got to learn to balance your communication area in that area. Because if you don't balance the communication area with that, then you're going to have problems and more problems in that. So listen to your mate. You know, she says something like, you know, I love you, honey, but sometimes, you know, you could rub my feet or give me a massage or show me that you care about me other than just money. Money is great. You need it, but it's not everything. Because if it was everything, the rich folks will all be happy. You know, it's great because some rich folks are happy because they got the love of Christ in their lives, and they just have a wonderful relationship. You know, that's wonderful. I see a whole family now, right now, five of them holding hands. You know, that all girls, they look like a lovely look. They look alike. I hope they're family, but they're all holding hands. They're just looking really, really cheery. You know, it's the Baileys over here. I'm looking towards the Baileys now. I see a lot of people holding hands coming down the street on there. This couple here, hey, how y'all doing? Now, sometimes I wonder why we don't communicate to each other when we see one another on the street. You know, hi is just a greeting to let you know I recognize that you're here, and I see something, you look like you're having fun, you're happy, and you just try to tell them, hey, you recognize their existence. A lot of times people, it's good for people's confidence to be recognized and to just know, let people know that they exist on this planet and that they're having fun. Y'all look lovely over there. Smile and say cheese. It's interesting when you see a stranger on the street, and sometimes you don't know what kind of person there is. Some people say you could be talking to one of God's angels and not even know it because of whatever is inside of you, and your perception of the world is so far destroyed. You know, or you have so many problems that you can't see clearly as if you weren't seeing an angel. That's why I try to treat everybody good. I'm always, if somebody say hi to me, it's hot. You know, that's just the way it is, because I want to know, I recognize their existence as a human being and their right to breathe the same air that I breathe, and vice versa. That's just really, really wonderful. You know, it's just nice when people open up to the ideas and the possibilities of knowing one another in a kind of agape type of love. Agape type of love is a little different than most of the loves that we might experience, because that love is special, but it can be not offensive. Where some of the other types of love, we have a tendency to, if it's unwanted, then it may be considered to be out of range and out of pocket. So friendship love and those types of loves are just excellent. If we can have more of that, I'm sure that'll be better for families, because once you're mad at other folks all the time, it's easy to come home and take it out on your family, your partner, your mates. You know, it's hard to not take it out because you've already has a personality towards I don't care, I don't love, and once you get that inside of you, then it's very, very hard to get that out of you. I'm halfway through I'm about 40 minutes into the show. This is weird. You know, even if you don't have a caller, it's good that people can tune in on this type of information to improve their life. Improving your life should be something everyone's trying to do, to take a good look at themselves. Michael Jackson said, I'm looking at the man in the mirror. And looking at your mirror is so important. Looking at yourself is so important. Because if you don't look at yourself, you'll never know why. As you say, you need to change your ways. And, you know, some people are really good in the way they live, and they look in the mirror and they see something positive. But other of us, some of us have a tendency to look in the mirror and see a monster. And because we can't change or don't even make an attempt to get to know what to do about it, we continue onward. We continue on with the attitude that we have towards others, and this is destructive to world peace and world understanding. That's why we have a lot of the violence in the world today, because people want to be selfish, and then that attitude of hate destroys our common bond. If we had a common bond, then why are we tearing it up with something that's negative, and we're wondering why it is that we have these problems? It's simple. We have these problems because people, when they don't want to be involved with other folks in a positive way, they develop a selfish behavior and an uncaring nature. And that nature then transfers over into their daily ability to communicate with others. And that's really important. We have to stop that negative
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi.
What's going on?
I have a question to ask.
Okay. Have you been tuning in on the show?
Okay. I didn't know I was on the air.
Oh, yeah, you're on the air, so what can I do for you?
Okay, my question is, it has nothing to do with husband or wife or none of those. I have just a question regarding with friends in general.
Okay.
Why is it friends, usually they're supposed to be friends for lifetime, but some friends, they need friends just to get something from that person. You get my point?
So they have a need, so but their need is what, to use the person to get their needs met?
Yes. So let's say, for example, I've known these two friends for over maybe 3 years or the most 4 years.
Okay.
And it's like, I'm sorry, it's my daughter. The only time that they call me is when they need something. But usually me, I see friends as a, like when I give them a call just to say hello, that's how I know friend is, you know? But these two friends, they call me only when they need something. Is that considered friendship or what
well,
do you call it?
Most of us can have experienced that on a regular basis. Once it becomes a pattern and you realize that if they didn't give you what you need, there would be a problem, yeah. That sounds to me like a user relationship. When you get involved with those type of relationships, you need to see, is it worth maintaining a friendship when somebody just wants to use you?
Okay.
That sounds to me just strictly like someone has a need to take advantage of your kindness.
So is it okay to break it down and say something to them?
Well, it depends what you want to happen with the friendship, because if you know that that's their character, You may offend them, and if you offend them, you could lose that friendship if you value it, if you believe it's worth saving. Sometimes that can end it. However, by communicating with them, at least you let them know that you're not ready to go on with this any further, but just know the risk factors of losing that friendship.
Okay. The other thing is, too, it's not only me personally, but from other people like co-workers, they tell me the same story. So we're trying to figure out what we can do, what the solution is. So, I don't know.
Well, it just sounds to me like you just really need to recognize yourself and what you want out of a relationship with friends or anybody. And if someone crosses over that line, then you have to put the line down. Otherwise, you might continue to be getting walked over and mistreated, and when you run out of resources, especially, you'll find out who your friends really are.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Well, thank you
very much, and we love your talk show.
Well, thank you. You guys, I'm glad. I love call-ins, and if you know what, the way I look at the talk show now is anybody who wants to help will get to help. Most people won't call in for help or advice, and so if they don't call in for help or advice, I can't help them. But if they call in, at least I can give them some options that will help them in their situation. Until then, I'll just keep talking about stuff that hopefully people are listening, even if they're not calling in. It's more important for me that people listen sometimes anyway. Sometimes we need to stop running our mouth and pay attention so we can understand the situation.
Yeah.
So just encourage some of your friends, if they're having problems, to call back in on the show. Give them the number. It's on my website, Reverend R.E.V. Blake. Johnson.com, and they can get the information as to what times I'm on the air every other Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific time. So
okay.
If they can call in during those periods of time, if you got friends with problems, tell them to call in, and I'll be glad to try to work with them. Even if I'm in the middle of talking about anything, which I do, I just talk to new people, whatever.
Okay,
that's fine.
Thank you very much. My kids are bothering me now.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Well,
bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Okay.
I got my first caller for today. That was wonderful. I like it. I like what people talk about when they tell me about their situations like that, because most relationships, people have something to offer. I believe that if you don't have anything to offer and one person's taking advantage of the other, it's going to eventually come out in the wash. So what generally happened in this situation looks to me like is that this person just saw a need from this person, and basically needs were not met because from the other person because they weren't offering anything in residual return, and so this other person got frustrated. That's a common problem. And you just what you have to say yourself then is how much am I going to take of this? Is this a viable relationship for me? And if not, then you can find yourself frustrated and mad at the world. The problem is, too, is if you start taking that out on people who really care about you and who really care about your outcome. Because some people really care about what happens to you, whether you believe it or not. Some people really care if you make it, but not everybody. I had to learn it the hard way. Everybody don't like Reverend Blake Johnson. I don't know why they don't like me. I try to do the best I can, but what I've learned to accept is that if you do good things, sometimes you're not going to have the support that you imagine from those who's closest to us. So a lot of times I tell people just if you're doing stuff that you're proud of, that you're happy in your life, don't really broadcast it too much. You know, I know sometimes you need support in what you're doing. I'm trying to do this radio show. I encourage a few people to call in. But, you know, obviously, if you don't call in, then either you're scared to talk about your problems. You don't want everyone to hear them. And then at which cost, you can email me at BlakeJohnson85@gmail.com, and then I'll answer your questions as well. So I'm not only just using the time on the air live to talk to your problems, talk about your problems. If you have some problems, I'm going to be working very hard, especially this next 12 months, into working through the psychological, spiritual, and the other perspectives to get right down to the problems and find out what's going on. And this is helping me. You can say it's kind of practice for me because this is what I do for a living. But as I get closer to getting my psychology license, those kind of practice sessions really help, especially do the oral boards where you got to know, have a lot of experience with different type of clients. And I have a lot of experience with clients as a social worker and as a therapist, like drugs and alcohol, domestic violence, communication and relationships, like I talk about in the air. Most of what I talk about here, when I'm talking on the air, is just a repeat of that kind of stuff anyway. And like I said, while I don't have a big calling base yet, I'm going to have to go ahead and do my work. Get it out there. Next caller.
Hi.
Hey,
my name is Cindy. Good. How are you?
Okay.
Good. I have a question. How do you when you have when you're separated and you have a kid and the other person and the ex-husband is married and with kids, how do you deal with other family to get the kids to be involved with their other brothers and sisters?
So I'll repeat this again because I didn't totally understand. It sounds to me like you said you have a kid and you want them to be involved with the other family members?
Yeah.
And they're not doing that?
No, no. I mean, how do you deal with other person? I mean, the person he's married to don't have a good relationship with me and they keep the kids away from, you know, their brothers or siblings.
You know, that's an interesting situation. And sometimes when there's frictions between family members, kids are usually the first victim. We victimize our kids because of our own selfishness. If you were listening to the show earlier when I was just doing my little monologue, selfishness has a tendency to make a person just think of themselves. They don't care about the kids. And if that's their personality, you may not be able to do anything. Probably the best thing you could do at that point, if anything, is don't subject your child to that if that's going to bring negative it's going to bring negative connotation to the child. It could be very damaging to someone to be rejected by family. And so I will try to get a good understanding. I'll probably mention to the person at least one time, what's going on? You don't like my kids? What's up? And they say, oh, no. Because action speaks louder than words.
Yeah.
If you like somebody, you should do some things for the kids or be involved with them. Don't just say, I like the kid, but never want to come around and be involved and do some things. So sometimes we have to be good observers and maybe just see how they interact with each other. And if you can see that there's not any possibility of this person ever respecting or wanting to be involved, then maybe you should be the one removing the situation. But confrontation is a good thing if you can do it in a nice, positive way. But if you think it's going to be negative confrontation to the mm-hmm. point where someone's going to react on you or mess up that relationship, mm-hmm. you've got to balance it out. Is it worth it? Should I even pursue it? Or this is a done deal? Being a spiritual man, I believe in praying, but that's one of the first things I would do is to ask some of the sisters, and then I'll talk to other folks.
Yeah.
Especially if what's bothering you is really strong, to make sure you're not confused that maybe it is, in fact, that person, you know? So put the whole story out there and then hope for the best. But after there, it comes a point where you got to make up your mind once you see if it's going to be a damage. If it's going to be a damage to your child, you need to put your child first.
That's right. That's right. Okay. I mean, it's like, I mean, we are, me and my kids, we're very involved with church right now. And I don't know, you know, the other family is or not, but I really, you know, wanted them to have, like, good relationship with their, you know, brothers and sisters. But at the same time, you know, I want to be able to trust the family member willing to take care of my kids. You know, my kids want to spend time with their brothers and sisters. You know, I don't want them to feel neglected.
Yeah, so that's all the reason why you have to look at the situation and see that if that's going to continue on. Maybe, like I said, if you can find a nice way to confront the person, fine. If it's not a nice, comfortable situation, then you might want to think about it. Do some problem solving. I tell people to use SOTA situation, where you figure out what the situation, the options, the disadvantage, advantage, and solution. When you use SOTA, that's going to give you some options, and then you can get other people for some options. Talk to your pastor, talk to some fellow people at church, get a little support system, because that's the best way to have problem solving, as I was trying to mention earlier, because with a support system, you can have different views that's usually going to be pretty balanced.
Okay.
All right,
thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much, caller. And tell some of your friends to call on in and tune in. Otherwise, this is going to be called the Reverend Blake Johnson Monologue Show.
I
can tell you this, y'all don't know me yet, but I can talk. I'm out here in Las Vegas live right now, going around talking to everybody. As soon as I get off this phone, I'm going to continue on when I'm done with the next 5 minutes.
Okay, cool.
Thank you for calling in, caller.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah, that was an interesting situation. Once again, I don't think a family member should have to push family members on one another. You know, it's nice if families can get together and love one another and do the right thing and enjoy each other's company. But if they don't want that, then first of all, I'll make sure that I'm not misunderstanding their communication. We were talking about communication earlier, communication errors. One of the biggest communications is that we perceive something to be true, but it's not. And because we didn't do good research to find out, or because we didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings, sometimes we would jeopardize our own possibilities of finding a solution because we don't want to offend anyone. So I recommend for anybody who's calling in for this type of situation that they take a good look and say, you know, what do I want from this, and is it already damaging? Because some situations are already damaging, and it's not much anyone can do anyway, except for accept the reality and just say, hey, I can't do anything about this one. I got to let it go. But use your options. Go through the process of getting a support system and communicate with them, and make sure that you're sure of what you believe that you believe. And the best way to be sure is to find out and just ask. Because this funny thing happens when you ask somebody what's going on, and they tell you the truth. That's interesting. I got a couple minutes left, like one or two. Still taking callers. If not, I'm going to keep on until the time is up in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, look, just see a few more people and just get a smile on my face. And like I told you, when I get off this line, I'm going to be like, yeah, what's going on? Then I'm not on the telephone calling on the studio doing anything. Then I can let y'all really understand. These people will really understand if I can just sit there and talk to them one-on-one. I think sometimes when people are being interviewed, they feel suspicious that, you know, there's a motive behind that. Why is he talking to me? Why is he? But everything isn't like that. Friends and communication amongst people is something that we need to start doing more of. And then we can carry that on to our own personal lives. Yes, that's what we have to do more of. next week, I believe, next show, I'm sorry, 2 weeks from now, it'll be airing at 3 o'clock. I have a bunch of people who said they were going to call in, didn't call in, but nonetheless, I've been getting some emails that have been very interesting, and people have seen me when I was here in Las Vegas, have emailed me and said, now they heard I had a radio show. So I need y'all to call in and continue onward. I no longer live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm now in Seattle, Washington. And so I want y'all to feel free to tune in. You can email me. You can check out my website. And I'm trying to put out some stuff that people can order if you don't want to ask people questions and feel embarrassed about being on radio. I'll make it where you can order the material for a very low price on a download. It won't cost you very much at all. For the basic questions in relationships, and I have videotapes and DVDs. Well, DVDs, but I know we don't do videotapes no more. So I just want you guys to tune in and just get the help you need. As I get close to ending this show, I want to give you all thanks for the people who are listening that didn't have the courage to call in today. Feel free to call in 2 weeks on the next show, because now I have studio guests from this point on. And we're gonna tackle some very difficult situations, and some I'm about to have some roundtable discussions as well, and you can get in on it or you can just listen, and we're gonna take this format to a new level. We did the call in, and they're still gonna be open for calling, so I want you to call and encourage others to call at our number. You can see the numbers on the website, but more than anything, listen. Just listen and tune in. Because there's going to be a lot of information worth knowing. If you have any questions at all, once again, I'm at revblakejohnson.com and also at blakejohnson85@gmail.com. You can email me any of your questions, any requests for anything that you want to learn, know about or improve your situation. For now, I just want to give you all thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you 2 weeks, exactly 2 weeks from today, 3 to 4 Pacific time. So that means if you live in New York, that's going to be 6 o'clock. If you live in Chicago, 5 o'clock. Other places around the world, you just got to balance the timetable out and figure out what's going on. So I expect you guys to tune in, send me some emails, and I look forward. I'm excited about helping you solve your issues. So I just want to thank you as I get ready to tune out for any family destruction, and just take care of yourself, your family, and get closer to someone in your life and just work on those issues. That's how you settle things, working on those issues. Until next week, have a lovely, lovely day. Thank you.